The Quiet. A Red vs. Blue fanfic by Tucker Fucking Did It. Read by Ann Apocalypse. He's playing again. Carolina knows Wash can play the guitar. She's watched his fingers, calloused and sure, skip over the strings, watched the shy hint of a blush tinge his cheeks as he lets his bangs hide his eyes from the gaze of his audience. He used to play before, on The Mother of Invention, back when he had friends to play for, before the project tore them apart. When Caboose presents Wash the weathered and creaking acoustic instrument in the New Republic bass on chorus, Carolina pretends she doesn't know what the sudden thickness of Wash's voice means. She hears notes carry out of the room he shares with Caboose and Tucker on occasion during her patrols. Always quiet, always late at night. But in the silence left in the wake of the disappearance of the Reds and Blues, the quiet strumming is unspeakably loud. Carolina doesn't always enjoy silence. It presents an undesired opportunity for what's between her ears to crawl out from the back of her mind. Silence reminds her of an empty home with two ghosts inside waiting for a third that will never return, of the bottom of a frozen valley, of the fist that seized her throat a second time the day she asked Wash what happened to Maine, and the answer was, "He's gone." Of the endless space between those words and the rest as she pried "when" out of Wash a few days ago. Carolina could have stopped it. Maybe not all of it. Just one version of text could have been too much. She's halfway willing to understand that now. But she could have stopped Maine from sinking to the bottom of icy waters. Always too late. There's still no sign of Hargrove's ship, and the people of Chorus no longer brace themselves for the worst. They're moving on. The Reds and Blues will soon be hailed as heroes of the fallen kind. Lost in the furthest reaches of space, unlikely to return. Chorus has a world to rebuild, a civilization to shape from crumbling ashes. Sim troopers or not, this world must spin on. But there are two among them who cannot let go. Carolina is losing all memory of when attempting to sleep at night didn't feel like lying down with a weight on her chest. 3 weeks ago, they were at war. The only thing to fight against now is the prevailing sense of empty despair that follows her down the halls. Anger sank its hooks into her skin long ago, but it's always burned bright, fierce. They have Epsilon. That flame has died down. She's smoldering. It's yet another shared coffee break. Another day she and Wash will talk about anything but the fact that it's 4 a.m. and their friends are still missing. She's never said anything about the lonely notes that float into her room, but she carries them with her all the way to the tiny break room that serves as a caffeine dispensary when there's no access to the mess hall. The notes seep out of her without notice, and it isn't until Wash's steps halt behind her that she realizes she's been exhaling them under her breath. Shit. She looks over. Wash is flushed to the tips of his ears. I didn't realize. I didn't mean to keep you up. I was awake. She shrugs. Besides, it's nice. Better than the quiet. Which is perhaps more of an admission than she would generally allow, but there it is, hanging in the air, still and true. She leans against a counter and watches the words sink into him. He fidgets. You don't have to listen through the wall if you don't want to. He looks like his skin is crawling. It probably is. Carolina can't help the huff of laughter that escapes her at his obvious discomfort. He's always been shy about this, but he's still offering. Maybe I won't. It's days before she hears the low plucking of guitar strings next door again. But when she does, instead of lying there in the dark, Carolina gets up, pulls on a sweatshirt, pads to his door, and knocks twice. "It's unlocked," comes the quiet response. She lets herself in. This was The Quiet by Tucker Fucking Did It, read by Ann Apocalypse. The music you heard in this podfic is a cover of The Choice from The Last of Us soundtrack, arranged and played by Callum McGaw. Please check out his website and YouTube channel, linked in the podfic description, for more great guitar music. For more fanfiction by the same author, please check out Tucker Fucking Did It on AO3 and Tumblr. Thanks for listening.